In 2015 and 2016, the neonatal unit at the Countess of Chester Hospital in England experienced a shocking surge in infant mortality rates.
As authorities worked to uncover the cause of the tragedy, nurse Lucy Letby came under suspicion. Arrested three times over a period of 2 years, Letby now stands trial, accused of 8 murders and 10 attempted murders of babies under her care.
With allegations ranging from injecting air into babies' veins to using insulin to end their lives, the case has captivated the nation and sparked a fierce debate over medical malpractice and the duty of care owed to vulnerable patients.
Hear the full story on our new podcast, Nurse of Death, available wherever you get podcasts.
Search and press subscribe so you don't miss any of the chilling details in this shocking story. Search Nurse of Death right now and press subscribe where you get podcasts.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
As the days roll on, we're learning more and more about Dr. James Craig and the wife that he allegedly murdered, Angela Craig, in Aurora, Colorado. Angela, a devoted wife, mother of 6, tragically succumbed to the deadly consequences of love, loyalty, and ultimately, betrayal. Angela, for many years, remained committed to her troubled Mormon dentist husband, Dr. James Craig, who's 45, who, according to his sister, had multiple affairs, a gambling problem, and a porn addiction. Despite Dr. Craig's morally conflicting lifestyle, Angela, she took her vows seriously and continued to love and support him, seemingly unaware of the sinister plan that he had in store for her. As Angela's health mysteriously began to decline, her husband continued to exchange loving text messages with her, assuring her of his love and devotion. Unbeknownst to Angela, Dr. Craig was not only carrying on an affair with an orthodontist from Texas, but also secretly poisoning her protein shakes with potassium cyanide. As Angela struggled to make sense of her puzzling symptoms, Dr. Craig's narcissism and dark desires began to unfold. On March 6, Angela complained to her husband via text of feeling dizzy and nauseous. Dr. Craig blamed it on an overdose of B vitamins in her shake. But his web searches and the delivery of cyanide at his dental practice revealed a more sinister motive. Despite Angela's deteriorating health, Dr. Craig continued his charade of love and devotion, even flying his mistress to Colorado while Angela was in the hospital, because you won't get caught that way, right? Throughout the ordeal, he never faltered on his display of affection, convincing Angela that he wished he could be with her more often. Angela's sister, however, told police that their finances were in dire straits, as Dr. Craig had run the dental office into the ground. She also revealed that during a recent trip to Las Vegas, he gambled away over $2,000 despite the family's financial struggles. In their final text exchange before she suffered a seizure, Angela thanked Dr. Craig for checking on her and apologized for falling asleep on the couch. Tragically, Angela was pronounced dead, brain dead, rather, on March 18th, 12 days after Dr. Craig allegedly poisoned her. He adamantly refused to allow hospital staff to conduct an autopsy, citing that if they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her while she was alive, he wouldn't let them poke her more when she was dead. However, police would later discover his incriminating web searches and the chilling orders he had been placing for poison. An affidavit also reveals the tangled web of deception. As Dr. James Craig desperately attempted to escape the consequences of his actions, when confronted with evidence of the potassium cyanide he had ordered to his dental office, initially he claimed the mysterious package was a ring for his wife, when co-workers asked, only to later admit that it was indeed poison, but insisted that Angela had ordered it herself. As his colleagues disproved this lie, Dr. Craig finally admitted to ordering the poison. However, he spun another twisted tale, suggesting that the potassium cyanide was part of a dangerous game of suicide chicken that he and Angela played. Because what husband and wife don't play suicide chicken? He asserted that he never thought she would actually take it. Upon hearing this, his colleague Ryan Redfern advised him to stop talking and get a lawyer. Dr. Craig also claimed that Angela was suicidal, addicted to opiates, and revealed that he had once drugged her in the past. But he insisted it was only to prevent her from stopping him from taking his own life. These elaborate stories, however, only served to further incriminate him, as his Google search history revealed he had looked up how to mix poison just days before Angela's untimely death. Additionally, Dr. Craig had even complained about a delay in the shipment of more potassium cyanide on March 9th. I wonder how that complaint goes. I need more potassium cyanide. Where is it, Amazon? The affidavit also exposes the chilling revelation that Dr. Craig had a pattern of this behavior. The grim discovery underscores the extent of his betrayal and willingness to deceive those around him to avoid facing the consequences of his actions.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
It's darker and darker and darker. And we're just at the beginning of learning about the story of Dr. James Craig. I can't wait to hear what he pleads. I can't wait. How is this narcissist going to attempt to say, it wasn't me, for these allegations against him? We're going to follow this one. Keep it here. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss more on this story and all the stories that we cover for you. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.